All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. In the land of Star Wars, there has been some news, and particularly one of the actors, John Boyega, has been mentioning his feelings about this more recent trilogy of Star Wars and his experience on set and the direction of his character in the movie, or movies. But we're going to go to the man that even his lady has sent shots at your mama's crib. Big Mike.
What?
How do you feel about...
Christmas intros.
How do you feel about John Boyega's comments about Star Wars?
Usually, actors are disgruntled and you may hear little inklings of it and all. John Boyega is like literally the epitome of zero fucks given right now. It's literally an actor kind of telling the world, I should have never done this movie or this franchise ever without blatantly saying those words. But I mean, it's essentially what it seems like he's getting at. It's like,
well, let me step in for a second. So one of his comments, probably the boldest comment, he says, what he'd like to say to Disney is not to market ethnic character as being important and then don't develop the character. Like, that's one of his main gripes. But go ahead, Mike.
But he's not wrong in anything that he's saying. And that's the whole thing is, like, he's really telling the truth of what happened. And I'll go to Rise of Skywalker. Is that bullshit? Rise of Skywalker? Am I getting the right title?
You don't even remember. Not the movie. Yes, Rise of the Skywalker should be the last movie.
Right. Who's the black girl that got cast in that? The one of the characters that he mainly brought up was like, you cast this person, built it up like she was going to have this huge role. And I swear, what, I saw that piece of shit once. And I feel like I only saw her in maybe two scenes. Like, what the hell? Even brought up Kelly Marie Tran and her whole character, how they built her up. And then all of a sudden, what, the last guy, she had like one scene. I think she smiled at somebody. Like, what?
Well, the casual explanation was that they had something built for her, but her scenes involved Leia and they didn't work out and didn't fit.
No, it's bullshit. Okay. It's all bullshit. It was Kathleen Kennedy's agenda, again, to make Rey this fucking patriot state version of like Jesus Christ or something. Disney is so fucking discombobulated right now with the things that they're doing. And I get it, but it's a true disservice. You had a black stormtrooper. I get you're trying to do the diversity thing. He even brought up a point that I always get to, which is you hinted that he was force sensitive in The Force Awakens, and then you literally did nothing with it.
Until the last movie of the trilogy, he's like, Rey, I have something to tell you. And never told her what movie.
Like, that's it? Like, what are we doing? Even I kind of sit back and go, why is he even in the movie? Like, what's the purpose? He comes off as a token dude. That's it.
He's the third person in the cuckold.
Here's my question, though. He shitted on Rian Johnson, too. He jumped on that bandwagon.
But Rian Johnson did a lot for his character.
That's what I was getting to. The Last Jedi did more for his character than The Force Awakens and The Rise of Skywalker. Like, it actually took him away from the whole thing. He was separated from Rey altogether. And he went on a completely different arc that, like, granted, it didn't work. It was a valid attempt, though, talking about how the actual galaxy worked in terms of basically Benicio Del Toro's whole scene where he just summed up that neither side was good or bad. It was a never-ending war that was being paid for by a bunch of rich folks. Talked about the industrial war complex. Last Jedi put more of him front and center and doing his own thing than the first movie or the second movie. In the first movie, he had the novelty was that he was stormtrooper breaking ranks. He ran around with a lightsaber for most of the movie. So the question was he the guy who was going to take on the mantle? Or was he going to be the next Luke Skywalker? And that turned out not to be the case. It turned out that it was going to be Rey. So then the question is, what do you do with him then? And his attitude is like, well, J.J. Abrams is going to do so much more. He gave J.J. Abrams a pass, saying it wasn't his fault that The Rise of Skywalker sucked so bad and the franchise went off the rails. And I'm saying, no, that it directly is, he saw it. He started it off the rails. And it was everyone else, Kathleen Kennedy, who kept it going off the rails because she had no idea how to guide a franchise or a trilogy like this. I don't understand. He said the same thing that someone in Abrams' camp said right after The Rise of Skywalker came back. I mean, anyone else notice that? Because it sounds like the same beats he was saying. It sounds like the same beats that came from Bad Robot's production company when they said that it wasn't J.J. Abrams' fault. These are decisions made above him, that he was brought in to fix problems from the second movie, and this is the best he could do. And even then, it got twisted up because of Disney.
So, Matt, how do you feel about John Boyega's comments?
I don't pay that actor much mind. He didn't do any impact with his character. Part of it is his acting. Part of it is the storyline. I don't really have much of a comment for him. I wouldn't be surprised a year from now if we forget even his name.
No, because what's going to happen now, everybody's going to try to put him into their movie. Yeah, he might be.
No.
No.
I think he might be done working with Disney.
No.
Yeah.
It just seems like with this particular iteration of Star Wars, Mark Hamill always goes into it that it's very stressful doing Star Wars. That he spent most of his life people not liking him because of Star Wars.
Hey, look at Hayden. You don't have a career anymore?
Not even Hayden.
He's been in like some small movies, but go ahead.
What's the kid that played Anakin?
Oh, yeah, that dude. Well, we saw him in Dragon Con, and he looked like he was damn near depressed.
You're not acting all together, man.
Yeah.
Off of that. So, like I said before, man, Star Wars fans are probably the most dedicated fans in the world, but then at the same time, they are the most toxic, and they will rip you to shreds. But with Boyega, in this case, I understand where he's coming from. I kind of agree.
And Harrison Ford didn't even want to be a part of the movie any longer, so it was like, just kill my character off.
So I kind of agree with him, but then at the same time, I'm like, dude, you read the script. If you're reading the script, they could have just filmed it and just cut it, just edited it out. Kind of half and half. I get what he's saying, and I agree with it. But as a Star Wars fan, I'm looking forward to The Mandalorian. I don't really care about anything else.
This current trilogy was just made for the wrong reasons. It was made for marketing dollars, promote social agendas, sell toys, and do whatever else that Star Wars is known for, like all the merchandising, and to influence people and then make some inroads in China, stuff like that. And they fail.
Miserably.
Everything that goes along with that, whether it be casting, the marketing for the movie, it was all done with the intention that, I think Mike keeps saying that they were making a trilogy for the current generation, that a certain generation identifies with the older two trilogies, and the new trilogy should be this wonderful empowerment thing that people use to believe that they can be the one. It's almost every Disney movie, but this current trilogy, it was just, you had all these production problems. You had difference in directors that, again, it was supposed to be a different director for each one of the mainline trilogy movies. That didn't wind up happening. Like, whatever happened with Rian Johnson, who is a very competent director, with them saying, we don't want your ideas any longer. We'll just bring J.J. Abrams back. John Boyega's frustration is with Disney, if it's with the structure of the movies, saying like, hey, I was professional about it, but now I can just complain. But we did not need more Star Wars. That's all I can say. Things like The Mandalorian, fine. But we did not need another trilogy with a character that had no flaws throughout the whole entire movie. They tried to hint it with the last movie, but all it was just a dream sequence for the commercial. And that was it. John Boyega's frustration should just be at the convoluted mess that is Star Wars. You had stories that you could have just pulled from the books in favor of pushing social agendas. And that's where you failed.
30 plus years of expanded universe stories. Hundreds of novels. Whole forests have been torn down in order to print that stuff. No excuse. No excuses. I agree with everything you said. I mean, they got no excuse. It was all there. And I think there's something you did say, something that was absolutely accurate, and that was they tried to remake the success of Star Wars. They didn't try to remake the story. They didn't try to, like, redo a story. They saw Star Wars. They said, we want to redo this, but with these social items in here. We want it with a female lead. We want more diverse cast. We want added, like, awareness of issues on today's time. We'll tack on the story later. In the end, they had nothing of substance to build on, to make the movies better. Dead set and saying that this is all Abrams' fault and this is all Kathleen Kennedy's fault.
Abrams destroyed Star Trek. Go ahead.
Yes. Here. Right in his laps, because the dude wrote it. He wrote it. If he wrote a decent script that laid the foundation, if he wrote out who those ridiculous characters were and where they came from and what their motivation, he wrote a decent story surrounding that, it would have been fine. It would have been well enabled that we could have built off of that stuff. Yeah, mystery boxes and cake fluff.
All right, Aaliyah.
He did have some valid points. I mean, it was a dumb career move to say that. He kind of cut his nose off to spite his face. But I will say that before I even saw the, what was the name of the first film that they tried to do?
The Force Awakens.
Okay. Before I even saw that film, I thought he was a poor cast for even being a stormtrooper. All jokes aside, everyone knows the stormtroopers are kind of tall and thin, and he was a little thick to be in all of that. So it just looked weird to begin with. I know that's totally a fashion situation, but he looked disheveled and out of pocket from the beginning of the film to me. So I would have rather them do something different with his character completely and make some sense of it than him be kind of like this aimless, wandering Negro in the middle of this film. That's kind of how I felt. I digress. Sorry.
I don't know.
That's, wandering Negro.
See, I was confused. Like, what's going on?
That's what it looked like.
Sweaty wandering Negro.
Yeah, he was the only dude that was sweating in the whole movie. Mm-hmm. Like, his face is all glistening. It's like, what the heck?
What do we do, right? What do we do? Should we run? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. You know what? I never thought about it like that until. And I'm like, you know what? You are 100% correct. Because he's like, he didn't know what the hell he was doing. He was just sweating, panicking every 5 seconds. Like, I understand he had the Empire on his ass or the First Order on his ass, whatever the hell they're called. But damn, man. Relax. You know, I'm quite sure in that bazaar where you came and saw Ray, quite sure there was a towel somewhere. Something you could wipe your damn brow with.
Basically,
you didn't even do that.
Some air conditioning, yo.
Sweating in the Millennium Falcon. I'm quite sure it was pretty cool in that motherfucker. But he was sweating in that shit, too. Like, relax, man.
Chewbacca was probably looking at him like, yo, what's wrong with you, man?
I got fur and I'm not sweating. Jesus.
It's like, damn, oh, yo. Man,
that was, now I would never see that movie the same. If I ever watched it again, I'm like, yep. Wandering ass Negro.
All right. So, you know what? I think we just need to end the podcast right there. I think that's it.
It's about to go down to a whole other rabbit hole.
Basically. Oh, man. So, as Big Mike would like to say, there's always still The Mandalorian.
October 30th. I'm already counting down.
That is real Star Wars, everybody.
There's nothing else to watch. Just that.
James.
Anyone else watching The Boys?
What are we talking about? The Mandalorian. But James and Mike love Mandalorians. And I had also sent James a whole bunch of Mandalorian stuff off Amazon. And trying to help him build out his figurine collection. Yeah, there's still The Mandalorian. That is real Star Wars, everyone.
Yeah, everything else is just kind of like, don't even watch it. Don't even waste your time. Just watch The Mandalorian and be happy. Cry tears of joy.
All right, and that's Beast Game Podcast.